operating room, all shifts, on the double. Attention, all personnel, all shifts report to operating room, all shifts, on the double.
Come on, make a play, will you?
Now hold your colon, Doctor. Let's see. You were saving cleans and throwing spades, right?
Gin, that's 470,000 you owe me.
Take a check.
Oh, sorry. Oh, excuse me, Doctor. So I wasn't looking.
I'm doing enough looking for his boat. And you want to try that again? 2 out of 3 falls?
I don't believe we've met. What are you doing after the war?
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah? The switch is off. Anytime you're ready.
Right. Nurse?
Yes, Doctor.
That's yes, Doctor Darling.
Yes, Doctor Darling.
Stand by with a clamp. Ugly John, give me a reading on his pulse.
68 and steady.
Okay. Scalp. Hey, I like that. Very good slap in there. Good. All right, let me have the...
Scissors.
Terrific. Sponge?
Sponge.
Pickups.
Pickups.
Kiss.
What?
Surprise me.
Make a note of that. I want him put on report. Disrespectful behavior.
She's a new one. I'll take care of her.
We work very well together. Why don't we get a few casualties of our own and we can go into business for ourselves?
So did you have to mobilize the duodenum?
Yeah, I thought there might be a retroperitoneal perforation.
Oh.
You know, there's a large hematoma in the area.
But... Yeah.
Do you two want to be alone?
Yeah, but not necessarily with each other.
No, really, I can move.
I'll say you can.
Pay no mind to my friend here. He majored in crudeness at med school.
Med school? Listen, before I was drafted, I was a transmission mechanic. If you're free later this afternoon, I'll be glad to put you up on my lift.
Nurse Cutler, report to my office.
Now?
Now.
Yes, sir. I mean, yes, ma'am.
Dismissed.
Well, at least she didn't have any trouble figuring out your sex.
My sex is none of your business.
Just say the word.
You stay away from my nurses. They're off limits to you. That's an order.
I think she's trying to tell us something.
You can forget about Nurse Cutler. I'll see to that.
That's your basic hot lips.
I knew a girl like her back in my hometown. Her name was Rover.
Well, look, pal, I don't know about you, but 12 straight hours of surgery has me whipped. I'm gonna sack out for a few weeks.
My very thought. I'm so tired, my eyes keep slamming shut.
I want to check on some x-rays first, then I'll see you back at the swamp.
Gotcha.
Put those on.
That was a pretty short nap, wasn't it? I thought you were going to bed for a week.
I was, but I didn't say where, did I? What about you?
This is strictly business. I'm making a house call. It must be obvious, even to a moral defective like yourself, that we're both zeroed in on the same girl. Right?
Right. Only I have a solution. We'll share her.
One girl, two straws.
You take the day watch, and I'll take the night.
Unpacking? Let us help.
We're awfully glad you picked our unit. We're not as large as some of the others, but we are friendly.
Very friendly.
Actually, we never met a nurse we didn't like.
Doctors, I...
Look, why don't we give this to the bellboy and let us just go down to the river and watch the submarine races?
I have a better idea. Why don't you go down to the river and watch us wave goodbye to you?
I am not unpacking. I'm packing.
All mixed up. Doesn't know whether she's coming or going.
Darling, packing is for leaving. To stay, you have to un...
I've been transferred to another unit.
Transferred?
Major Houlihan says I'm a bit of a distraction.
What a rotten thing to say.
Yeah, you're an incredible distraction. We're not giving you up. You're the best thing to hit this place since dry socks.
But what can I do about it?
You put yourself in our hands.
Actually, these go on your legs. Would swear that I were they.
Thank you, Radar.
Sign me, sir.
What are these?
Papers.
Blank papers?
Yes, sir.
Is that a good idea?
Just cut down on your workload. You sign them now, lady, you don't have to bother.
But should I have really signed blank papers?
I can't answer that, sir. You're the one that signed them. I didn't.
Hold on, Radar. I'm not going to sign blank pieces of paper.
407 Nash.
I know what I'm signing when they're not blank.
Oh, hi.
Uh-huh.
Pretty good.
Sign this, sign that. Never know what you're signing.
It's a little rough, but we're not complaining.
Signing up for the next 4 years.
Yeah, he's here. It's for you.
Blank paper.
Well, who is it?
General Barker.
Who? General Barker. Yes, sir. Oh, fine, General. A little rough, but we're not complaining. Yes, sir. A what? A boxing tournament? Well, sir, the main sport in this outfit is avoiding calisthenics. No, sir. Yes, sir, I'll do my best. Will that be all, General?
Say goodbye for me.
Hmm?
Say goodbye for me.
Oh, Radar says to say, goodbye, General. I have enough to do. Well, well, Dr. Jekyll and Dr. Jekyll.
Henry, we gotta ask you something.
Answer's no.
But you wanna know what it is?
Whatever it is, even if the answer's yes, it's no.
Hot Lips has transferred Lieutenant Margie Cutler, one of our most dedicated and best-built nurses.
Now hold it right there. Major Houlihan is in complete charge of the nursing staff, and I can't interfere.
The young lady happens to be a sensational surgical assistant. She's got two of the best hands I've ever seen. Don't let her go, Henry. Real talent in the operating room is hard to find.
I know.
If you say no, we'll tell everybody that your brother's in jail.
My brother is a warden.
We won't say that part.
Now lay off. Haven't I got enough static with General Barker on my back?
What's he want?
Yeah, maybe we can help.
No, you can't help. I mean, there's nothing that you could contribute to this particular problem.
I detect a gleam.
I heard a loud click.
Yeah, one could almost see the light bulb over his head. Come on, speak, Henry, speak. What is it?
Yeah. Okay. General Barker is all hot about this inter-unit boxing tournament.
Yeah.
And he wants us to put up a boxer.
Now that's funny.
Maybe we could make one out of spare parts.
He's serious, and he's giving me a bad time about it.
Yeah, so why don't you get whoever fought last year?
I can't. She's gone. Anyway, Barker's got this boy.
Yeah.
Thinks he can win the championship?
Yeah.
So?
So he's bringing him here for his first fight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if one of you two guys would say go three rounds with him, I'll see what I can do about getting Nurse Cutler back for you.
See you around, Henry.
You sure?
Yeah, oh, I think we'll just find something nice and easy to do, like shagging shells.
Yeah, just a thought. Some more.
Bye, Doc.
Thanks a lot, Hot Lips.
Hey, do that again.
What?
Smack your fist.
You mean that?
It hurts my ears. What a punch.
Save it.
Save what?
Don't hustle me, because I'm not fighting anybody.
Oh, that's a shame. I bet you're a natural.
Yeah, I fought in school. As a matter of fact, I was very good.
There, I knew it.
But I'm not in shape.
Who says you're not in shape? You got a cute body. I've seen guys sneaking peeks at you at calisthenics.
Which guys are sneaking peeks at me?
I'd rather not say. Some of them are married.
Look, stop snowing me. You fighting.
I'd love to. I was on the boxing team in college, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but I threw my threw my shoulder out. It never came back. Actually, I'm in pain most of the time. I don't like to burden my friends. Look, do we want to get Nurse Cutler back or not?
Yes.
All right, okay.
You really got a bad shoulder?
The result of being spineless. Oh.
No, wait a minute. I don't know about this. Oh, I mean, he's got a manager and everything. I don't
know. Oh, come on, Radar. It's just a little sparring. Nobody's going to get hurt.
No, I'm not going to do it. Not for a lousy $5.
How about 10?
Pay up now?
All right, come on. Now, look, this is just a practice fight. I want you to get loose. Just keep dancing around. Keep your left up. Jab, 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 trap, jab. He's just loosening up now. You know, he's got to get in shape. It takes a while, you know, to get back in shape, get all your old stuff back. He's got to get his wind back and everything.
All right, his wife.
Don't listen to him. Just keep moving. Keep hanging in there. Keep your left up. Up, up with the left. Move, Trapper. Oh, hi, Father.
I trained a number of boys to box back home.
Any advice for Trapper?
Prayer. I don't think he's got one.
Thanks a lot, Father.
Once again, double or nothing.
A glass stomach?
Let's go! Pick those legs up. Breathe deeply. Come on, move it.
I'm tired, Hawkeye. How far am I run?
30 feet.
That'll do it. I figured I'd punch him, not run him to death.
Now, put more shoulder into him. Use your whole body. Try it again. Try it again. Oh, good morning, Major.
Good morning, Captain.
I'm afraid I can't ask you to stay. My boy's in training, and he's not even supposed to look at a woman till after the fight.
Oh, I understand. Just a minute. Isn't that Frank's bag?
I thought you were Frank's bag.
How's it going?
We decided to have a victory drink now, just in case there's no need to later. Care to join us?
Oh, yeah.
Anything wrong?
General Barker just pulled in with his fighter. Looks real big.
How big?
If you wanted to, he could be a platoon. Looks kind of mean, too.
Mean?
What does mean mean? Mean means nothing. It's skill that counts. Big and mean have nothing to do with fighting ability.
A guy told me that he was crossing the road, and this Jeep came too close to him. He punched it.
He punched a Jeep?
He knocked it out.
Hawkeye, this guy knocks out Jeeps!
Showboat. One thing, you're not getting in the ring with that guy until I hear him speak.
This fight has just been called on account of chicken.
We are not going to throw in the towel.
I'm ready to throw in a whole laundry truck.
This ape will never lay a glove on you. Trust me. You won't even have to touch him.
I'll go down during the instructions.
a little obvious. I got a better idea.
I don't think I want to risk my life on a dumb trick like this.
I know what I'm doing. I pulled this same stunt in university.
Use more, use a lot.
I still say we should use a horseshoe.
A horseshoe is gauche. Ether is subtle.
Then let's dip the horseshoe in ether.
Right. Now, the thing you got to do, Trapper, is you got to jab, right? Keep jabbing. Jab, jab, jabbing, right? 6 to 7 whiffs, you'd be out cold.
Great.
Right? And the thing to remember is not to get it near your own hooter.
Don't
right?
get it near your own nose or you're dead.
Get him in a clinch,
that's
right?
That's it. Get him in
get
a clinch.
Get him in that clinch and just hold it there.
Hold it right in his nose. Get him in the clinch so he can't move.
How
so
is the guy going to heat?
He's going to inhale it. He'll never know what hit him. Just keep it right there in his nose. Keep him in the clinch so he can't move. And all he can do then is...
Way to go, champ.
Third round, Sugar Ray breaks the man's face.
You're
broke
kidding.
His nose, broke his jaw, antrums, ethmoid sinuses.
No
the guy's a mess.
Gentlemen, may I join you?
Please, Frank, not while we're eating.
What shitters.
Well, what happened? Was it
the guy never went down?
Never went down.
Manhunt! As you were. McIntyre, I don't believe you've met Sergeant Flacker.
Easy. Me, doctor. Need hands. Operate.
Hey, Henry. Can we rustle up some steaks for the sergeant, huh?
Oh, yes, sir.
Come on, boy.
You better hurry up, Henry. He looked at your arm like it was an hors d'oeuvre.
Yeah, Didsbury, you want to go out and get Flacker a cow? Hey, listen, are you sure that Nurse Cutler's worth it? I mean, I really don't want you to get hurt.
Hurt? What would you say, Henry, if I told you the Trapper is going to win that fight? All right, okay, down, Henry, down.
Sir!
What you mean, Trapper beat that gorilla?
That's ether.
A little louder, Frank. The cook didn't hear you.
Well, it's not very ethical.
It's not even moral, but we're in a war zone.
Yeah, well, I don't want to know about it.
I mean, I love it, but I don't want to know about it.
You got it?
It's in the bucket. I'll put it on right after the introductions.
Just make sure you use enough. I don't want this guy waking up until after I've been a civilian for a few years.
Did you get it?
Nothing but pure distilled water.
Say, you wouldn't be adverse to laying a small bet on the outcome, would you, Henry?
No, sir.
What do you say to $100?
Dollars?
Yes.
You got it.
Good.
Good evening. And welcome to the Intercamp Boxing Tournament. Introducing the contestants. In this corner, representing the 3099th Mobile Army Hospital, weighing 260 pounds, with a record of 97 wins, no losses, and 3 arrests, Sergeant Killer Flacker. Representing the fighting 4077th, weighing 175 pounds, all of it heart, Kid Doctor. Yeah. All right, fellas, I want a good clean fight.
Who doesn't?
No low blows, no holding, no rabbit punches, no kidney punches.
Sounds like a dull evening.
Go back to your corners, and when you hear the bell, come out fighting. And may the best man win.
Be careful you don't breathe in any of this stuff yourself. Keep the glove away.
Get up and face!
That's a pretty unorthodox style your boy has there.
Well, he's still on his feet, isn't he?
Maybe you'd like to double that bet.
You insist, General.
Good.
We've been had. Somebody switched bottles on us.
Six.
You stall him. I'll be right back.
Come on.
No.
Eight.
You stall him. I'll be right back. Right here in the ring.
Now for the big question. Who am I?
Everything is going to be all right. Don't waste any time. Get him in a clinch and stick this right in his face.
Whose face?
To see through.
Yeah, well, I couldn't get a prescription steak. You want a martini?
My very thought.
Oh, here's something for both eyes.
Gentlemen, well, you lived up to your part of the deal, and I have lived up to mine.
Keep moving or you're dead.
It's true, you fought for me.
That's right.
I must say I'm impressed.
Well, I should hope so.
Hey, I managed it, you know.
Does it hurt?
Not a lot, no. I laid out his training and everything. I mean, you think it's easy planning strategy and everything and standing in the corner wondering if he'll ever come home? I would have fought myself, but I had this shoulder injury in college and it never got better. I try not to burden my friends with it, actually.
Here, put this on your shoulder. It'll help.